Now, why is this an important point? Because of the fact that the assembly of mockers, they always make light of not just the commandments of God, but they always make light of the consequences of breaking those commandments. Nothing's going to happen. But you know what the Bible tells us? Fools make a mock at sin. But among the righteous, there is favor, folks. The Bible says that only a fool will make a mock of sin. They make light of it. They don't take it serious. Whereas the Bible teaches us that the commandment makes sin look exceedingly sinful. You know what our churches are when it comes to the New Independent Fundamental Baptist Church? We are churches that take sin serious. That's why we rip on sin. We talk about fornication. We rip on adultery. We rip on false doctrine. We rip on drunkenness and weed and all these wicked things that we need to talk about because we're not making light of it. God doesn't make light of it. God doesn't make light of church discipline. But there's churches out there that do. Right. Well, it doesn't really mean like kick out the fornicator. It's just saying disciple them for 5 years and let them remain in the church until they get it. You're making light of it. Well, it doesn't really mean like don't drink alcohol. Just do it in moderation, not in excess. You know, just get a little tipsy. Just don't get drunk. You're making light of the commandment. But there are churches out there that teach that. There's churches that say, well, a little wine is okay. You know, no, nowhere in the Bible, making a mockery of God's word. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you shouldn't drink wine. Folks, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. You know, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without a cause? You know, they that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine, the Bible tells us. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it moveth itself in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, the Bible tells us. Look, there's plenty of commandments in the Bible that tells you, stay away from alcohol. It's for idiots. It's for fools. Wow, why do you have to say it like that for? Why do you have to be so serious? Because we're not making light of the commandments of God. That's why. We're not making a mock of sin. But there's these liberal, fun-centered churches where the pastor likes to drink a little bit of wine for the stomach's sake. You know, they like to drink a little bit of wine, a little bit of alcohol, and nothing's really going to happen. As long as you don't get drunk, you're a drunk. Yeah. You are a drunk, pastor. And you're making a mockery of sin. Look, folks, we need to rip on fornication. We need to rip on adultery and say, if you commit fornication, you might get yourself an STD. You might get chlamydia, gonorrhea. You might even get AIDS. You don't know. No, that's a little bit of exaggeration. No, we're supposed to make it look exceedingly sinful, the Bible says. You're making light of sin. You know? And look, you give me a church that makes light of sin, I'll show you a church where sin is just permeated throughout that church. Fornication is rampant. Drunkenness is rampant. Smoking weed is rampant. I guarantee you why. Because these churches are making a mock of sin. They are an assembly of mockers. They look at the commandments of God and say, that's not what he meant. Ye shall not surely die. Ye shall not surely be kicked out of the congregation. Ye shall not surely get an STD. But you know, at the end, when they break those commandments and they get an STD, they get a DUI, guess what? No one's laughing. Oh, wait, God is laughing. Because God says, I will laugh at your calamity. Man, God has a great sense of humor. Does he not? He has a good sense of humor. You know, people think we're rough. The Bible says that God will laugh at their calamity when it cometh. And boy, I can't wait to hear God laugh.